Like every morning during this year of 1944, the peaceful English countryside awoke to the deafening roars of the bomber flying fortresses preparing to leave their air bases, which were scattered all over southeast England. Installed in August 1942, the American Air Force was to lead the way in the strategic attack on the Third Reich. On 27th March 1944, the 50 B-17 bombers of the 388th Bomb Group lined up on the tarmac of the Nettishall Aerodrome. On board Fortress No. 4230207, nicknamed Big Red by its crew, the pilot, Lieutenant Julius Lederman, and his co-pilot, Lieutenant Wait Law, as well as John Carroll, the navigator, were carrying out the last-minute customary verifications. One by one, they called the seven other members of the crew on the interphone, the bombardier, radio operator, as well as the five gunners. The day's target, Bordeaux, the port and its factories. The atmosphere amongst the young crew was very lively, as they had been training over several months to carry out these air raids. Over the last few months, the inhabitants of the county of Vendée had become accustomed to the bombers' more and more frequent flights, flying in formation in close proximity, which bombarded the submarine bases of Saint-Nazaire and La Palisse. But on this day of 27th March 1944, the Armada was even more impressive. The sky, which normally was luminous, became totally dark and was accompanied by a deafening roar which made the windows of the houses vibrate. All of a sudden, one of the bombers separated from the group, slowly lost altitude, became engulfed by suspicious fumes, and changed cap towards the north, as though returning to England. Everything then happened very quickly, and after a complete circle over the town of Isny, the bomber, which was giving off more and more fumes and seemed out of control, headed towards the forest where it crashed right on this very spot. The explosion was horrific, and over 10 acres of forest were immediately set on fire. For five members of the crew, this was to be their last journey, right here on the fringe of the forest of Isny. Three others endured a harsh exile in a German prisoner of war camp. Finally, the remaining two members of the crew, who fortunately escaped, experienced an incredible odyssey.